Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Tony Talks Gaming. I'm sorry for the break. I had some problems going around my family, and unfortunately, my grandmother has passed. So I just took a few weeks just to grieve and put things back together. So today we're going to be talking about the PlayStation TV. The PlayStation TV is kind of like a micro console made by Sony. It plays PlayStation Vita games, PlayStation 4 games if you have a PlayStation 4, and PS Vita, PSP, and PS4 games. You can stream on here. You can stream on the PS TV, and yeah, quality depends. It's kind of iffy. I would recommend this to someone that has a PS4 or doesn't have a PS Vita and a PlayStation Plus subscriber. But if not, here's a couple of games that I would suggest that you don't get, because I want to talk about the pros and the cons of this. Pro, you can play your, if you got a PlayStation Vita, you can play your Vita games on the big screen. If you're in another room than your PS4, you can stream. You can tell your PS TV to stream that game from the PS4 to the PS TV to the TV that you're playing on. Yeah, it has a slight delay on it. I think it's, they said roughly, depending on your internet connection of the PS TV to the point where you're at, they said no longer than 2 seconds of delay on it. So it's minimal at best. I like it because I can play off, because you know, you guys, that I've been a PS, subscriber for many, many moons. And, okay, that's enough. Well, many, many moons. So, throughout the years, I had the PSP, and I kept on buying games, and for the PSP, then something happened to my PSP, it got lost, stolen, broken, got a war. or confiscated by my work. So this is a good way to get to re-enjoy your old PSP games. I suggest you getting, it's only 40, I paid $40 for the PSP TV, the DualShock 3 controller, 2 games, and a memory stick. The memory stick don't hold that much, it's only at 8 gigger, but hey, it's 8 gigs. Or you can pick up the single unit without the controller, without the games, without the memory stick, for $20. It's something that I was looking at getting, but it's not entirely, you know, like, oh, I had to have this. It's, oh, it would be nice to have until the price drops. So I kept on waiting, kept on biding my time, kept on waiting, till I saw it at Walmart for $40. might as well get it now because today is the 24th. The 20 and the game vouchers are only good to the, I got it right here in front of me, the 30th. They're only good for the 30th. Let's see. Yeah. No, 31st, I'm sorry. The 31st is when they expire because I have a copy of Sly Cooper's Thieves in Time. Another good game that you gotta get. It comes with, like I said, the micro console, of course, the cord, the power cord, an HDMI cord. So if you don't have one, or if you have one, or you only got one thing hooked up to a HDMI port, you can slide this in just beautifully. And the wire to the charging wire to the controller, and let's see, the 8 gig. Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time, which is good. The Lego Movie for kids. I only keep that on there for my nephew. It's another good thing is that it's small. It's no bigger than, I'd say, I'm trying to think of a size that I can say. Probably no bigger than a cell phone. And I'm not talking about those super, it's half the size of my cell phone and I rock a Galaxy. So that tells you something. Without the casing, it's half the size of my phone. And I rock a Galaxy phone, so. Another thing is it's so spot on. It is. My router is on a third floor, on my basement floor, and I'm on the third floor. So in my house. So yeah, one of these days I'm gonna have to move things over, but it's okay, or move them downstairs. Which I really don't want to do because this is my recording studio. I record on this. Anyways, I'm going to let you guys know what I'm doing. Reopening my Twitch channel. And I'm going to post some things on YouTube too where it's not going to be all gaming, unfortunately. It's just going to be some crazy stuff to help me cope through this hard time. But I'm good. But I want to thank again all those people that reach out to me on Facebook and support. That was really helpful, especially when I had to go to work. Definitely when I had to go to work. But my only gripe is with this thing is it's so small. I feel like I'm going to break the damn thing. And so I was looking, before I bought it, I was looking at some review videos, and actually, I forgot which one. I think it's a CCR Undertow or some YouTube channel that gave me an idea about how to store it, since I'm not paying $99 for a stand for it. So all I did was put a piece of Velcro on my stand and put the other piece on the back of the TV of the micro console, and I stuck it right there on my stand, and it works great. It does. It keeps it in place. It feels like I'm not going to break the thing, which is awesome, because as of now, the PS TV is going extinct. It's getting cheap. You can pick it up at Walmart, Toys R Us, Best Buy, Target, Kmart, Yoma, Mama. but anyways, I suggest you pick up the 2 game. It might seem a lot. It will come in a big, bulky packaging, but most of it is just codes, wires, and you'd be shocked at how small this is. My other gripe is about the PlayStation TV is the quantity of games. Like, yay for me, because I bought the PSP games and I'm still didn't even put a dent in it yet in my collection, but I get to play the classics. I get to play Final Fantasy VII, Crash Bandicoot. What else did I buy? Mega Man 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think one month on PlayStation Plus, they gave me Mega Man X, Mega Man X, then I got Plants vs. Zombies. Another Vita games that I suggest you play is Blaze Blue, wonderful fighting game. I'm going to do a show on that series after I reopen the Twitch. Because right now, you just see my whole entire notebook is just filled, and most of it's from most of it's from my college. Courses, which I don't. Yeah, most of it's just my old college paperwork and things I want to do, stuff I write down on the, well, just chilling on the bus. if you see this thing, it's all over the place. It's like, I'll open up Twitch channels, do Batman, Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Arkham Knight, Arkham this. Superman versus Batman, Batman versus Superman, Marvel Civil War. It's just, the randomness. I think my brain has been infected by the Destiny RNG Jesus up in here. Because I think of it, I write it down, and I got like 3 or 4 spiral notebooks filled with ideas that I could do. But anyways, the best PS Vita game to play is the one they get in the box, Sly Cooper and Thieves of Time. And if you go out and you like, you come see me at this replay at 12 Mile and Gratiot in Roseville, you tap me on the shoulder, you, trust me, I'm not hard to miss. If you see a 6-foot-tall looking guy, I had a shave because, yeah, I had a shave, and he's staring at everything, just tap me on the shoulder, wearing a big Superman hoodie with blue jeans, and you tap me and be like, hey, Tony, I heard your show. What do you recommend? I will throw you. I will take you over to the PlayStation Vita stop, and I will give you these top games. And I'll be like, you can play this one. You can play Killzone Mercenary, which I'm playing right now, and I'm having so much fun with it because it is, you can play online, you can do the multiplayer, you can, the only gripe I got about Killzone Mercenary, and I'm going to get into that in another episode, is the bot zone, where you had to pay for the bot zone, but it's okay. Everything you do in that game, you earn money, but it is fun, though, playing multiplayer, and I would suggest to you, let's see, Helldivers works on there, and I gotta wait till my PS4 gets here and tell you how the room-to-room play looks, but from my friend, Mr. Risker, he said that from the PS Vita to his PS4, it's a 2-second delay, so it's not really that bad. It's 2 seconds. You can't even breathe in 2 seconds, but you can still see a momentum. Like, if you were looking at both screens, you'd just see the 2-second delay. So it must be pretty good. And I hooked this up to a PlayStation, a Sony TV. That's what I have, a Sony 60-inch TV in my room, inside the wonderful Fortress of Solitude, the Batcave, Tony's secret little hideout. But if you, or Justice League Unlimited. So I can't wait to try out that feature, but it's pretty promising for the price that you're going to pay. It's $40 for the whole entire thing, and I would suggest this to you. Do not buy any bigger memory card than what it's already given to you, because they're expensive. They're like, the next biggest is $100, then the next biggest is like $130, $140 on top of the $40 that you're going to pay for the system. Yeah, you just paid 3 times the amount for a memory card. But anyways, I'm going to talk to Mr. Risker, see if we can get back around the controller. And on the scale of 1 to 10, I will give the PlayStation TV an 8. That's just a little bit higher than the, what is it called? The At Games copy of the Sega Genesis. And I will do reviews and then on another date. So, this is Tony. I'm signing out for the night. All I got to say to you is thank you again for your patience. I won't take this long of a break, hopefully anytime in the near future. And I will see you, hopefully, on the battlefield. This is Tony. Game on.